Let's check the weather forecast now. Eric Snodgrass is here. He's from Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. What do you see?
Well, Todd, if there's one thing in the forecast that we all need to be paying attention to, it's the heat that's coming. You know, over the last couple of days, we've been watching the model forecast produce a pretty consistent picture about what the rest of October and the very beginning of November is going to look like. We're seeing another large ridge that's taking shape in the central United States. And with that ridge, we're going to see some southerly flow, and that southerly flow brings the heat back into our region. Now, it's going to feel pretty nice because about this time in October and the beginning of November, we usually get pretty cool. So we're going to see temperatures that might be 5, 10, maybe 15 degrees above average at times. Now, the kids are going to love it, and that's because of Halloween coming up. It's going to be nice and warm, and right now we're projecting, you know, a dry Halloween around here. There might be some precipitation moving through the northern part of the Midwest late in the weekend and the start of next week, but gosh, right here in central Illinois, we might not see rain again, maybe until next Thursday. So it's dry and it's warm, and that is the biggest picture that we can kind of paint for the weather going on right now. So I want to tell you something I want you to watch. So yeah, I'm right now in out in the Pacific Northwest, been in four states over the last 4 days, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and then Washington today. And I'm going to tell you, out here, things have been soaking wet. And why I think this is important for the Midwest is because the jet stream across the central Pacific Ocean, in the north central Pacific, I should say, is really, really going. And we're going to be seeing that jet stream obtain some incredible speeds over the coming days. I'm talking wind speeds about 6 miles above our heads out on the west coast, approaching 200 miles an hour. Now, why I'm so concerned about that is that that tells me that the Pacific jet stream is really starting to crank up. And the moment that we start to build in some cooler air into Canada, that jet stream can work with that and really start to push that cooler air into the central United States. And this is just kind of a precursor for what I'm thinking that November and December and points beyond might look like. So when we kind of look a little bit long term, there's the potential again for the second half, maybe the third and fourth week of November, to see a return to not only seasonal temperatures for that time of the year, but the potential for some significant cooler air. Now, if I use persistence as my guide, we have seen since last June persistent ridging in the central part of the United States. So that's an important thing to consider as well, which means it's going to take a long time to break down the weather patterns that we've been experiencing. But I'm watching the Pacific jet stream. Got to be watching for it to be able to push the weather systems that we've been having around here out of the way. So keep a very close eye on that. Another thing to keep watching is La Nina. So right now, the current La Nina that's coming through is very weak. I know there's going to be a lot of talk about it, controlling our winter weather, but please remember that it's weak right now. I compared it just the other day to the 2011 La Nina, which is our most recent kind of decent La Nina event, and it's nothing by comparison. 2011 was a very, very powerful La Nina. And why I bring this up is because there's a lot of concern right now, especially in the commodity markets, on what we're expecting to happen coming out of Brazil. And with that weak La Nina, they have a lot less stress in their weather in Brazil. If it was a strong La Nina, we'd be talking about drought and heat, but it's not, and therefore it's a smaller player in their weather. So we kind of think more globally here. I would say that the start of the Brazilian growing season has gotten off to a good start. Over the next 10 days or so, they're expecting quite a bit of precipitation, not so much that it's flooding, but a lot for that pre-plant and that planting process. So that's kind of a summary of what the weather's going on all over the world. But I'll tell you this, get ready for a nice warm stretch of days here. And like I said, probably won't rain again until next Thursday.
Okay, Eric. Hey, thanks so much. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible from right here in Urbana-Champaign. Joins us each and every Friday afternoon to take a look at the weather forecast.